And we do have O'Neill Public School Superintendent Amy Shane. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
How are we doing?
Doing great. Well,
ready,
doing great.
Ready for a
like
nice,
awesome St. Pat's week, doesn't it?
Should be good for the parade. Looks like the painting of the shamrock. Looks like everything's going to be
nice. Everything's going to be nice. Yeah, you know, it's about time we got a nice one.
That's right.
It's been a little bit of a struggle a few years.
Time for the luck of the Irish.
For sure, yes.
Well, what's been going on at O'Neill Public School?
Well, busy as always. I want to start out by congratulating St. Mary's on their fourth and second place finishes down in Lincoln.
Yes,
it's
very
impressive. Great season for both of those teams. So, and good luck. I believe their speech team is headed to Kearney.
Yep, on
this
Friday.
Week, so, good luck there as well. Results are in on the first round of FFA's career development events, and O'Neill's members did very well. The Ag sales team of Drew Morrow, Evan Kopecky, Dylan Parks, and John Alden placed fourth and were alternates to state. Drew placed seventh overall. The food science team of Riley Briner, Braden Romiser, Skylar Morrow, and Gus Lively placed sixth, and Riley Briner was eighth overall. Tate Kreisel placed fifth overall in welding, and we had three state qualifying teams. The livestock management team of Kelsey Howard, Kylie Howard, Tucker Stagmeyer, Chelsea Janzing, and Everett Blackburn were district champions. The farm business management team of Brady Sidick, Ty Rainforth, Kirsten Welke, and Carter Hickey finished in third place, also qualifying for state. And the ag science team also qualified for state. So congratulations to them.
Very impressive, yeah.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned that the second round of CDEs are today in Sargent. So we'll see if we can qualify anymore for the state.
Good luck.
You betcha. The O'Neill FFA Boosters are also going to be hosting their annual labor and pie auction on Thursday, March 24th. The meal and the silent auction will start at 5:30, with the live auction starting at 6. So I believe this year the pies are on the silent auction.
Ah, there we go.
So I'm hoping maybe I have a better chance at snagging a couple of those. They're always good. Be sure and join us tomorrow night for a very special band concert. It'll be held at 7 p.m., and the band will be premiering a brand new piece of music called At the Beginning of the Rainbow. You won't want to miss it. Come on out. This Wednesday, many of our O'Neill High School students will be participating in the NECC Scholastic Contest. That'll be held virtually again this year. This also serves as the Mid-States Scholastic Contest, as all Mid-State schools take part in that. Okay. So hopefully we'll have some results from that next week. I'll be attending the Holt County Supervisors meeting on Wednesday morning, as they'll be declaring the first week of April as the Week of the Young Child, celebrating all those who care for our young people, from child care providers to preschool teachers and school-age teachers. It's so important, as they're working with our most precious commodity. They truly touch the future with the love and care they provide to our children. We want to thank the supervisors for recognizing the importance of young children and those that care for them. So that'll be nice. And of course, as you mentioned, it's St. Patrick's Week here in O'Neill. That means everyone will be busy with events. I'll be helping the High School Interact Club with concessions at the dodgeball tournament on Friday night, and the Rotary Club's fun run Saturday morning. And then we'll move on to the Lions Club Impact Pro Wrestling event.
Yeah.
So lots to do. Takes a whole village to put this on, but it's a lot of fun. So
you bet. Yeah.
Hope to see everybody out.
Get your green on this
Get
week.
Get your green on.
School board meeting tonight?
Indeed, yes. 7:30 at the boardroom over at 410 East Benton.
All right, Amy, have a great week.
Yes, you too, Scott.
Amy Shane, Superintendent of O'Neill Public School.